What's up, mi gente? This is your host, Andres Incapié, and I welcome you to Were You Listening? An exploration of blackness in the songs we love. Today, we'll be listening to Bemba Colorá, composed by the Cuban songwriter and trombonist José Claro Fumero and interpreted brilliantly by Celia Cruz.
Hey, it's your host Mel, here to tell you that Were You Listening is a series of the Mixtape Podcast which aims to center the contribution of Black people and culture across Latin America, the Caribbean, and the diaspora through dance and music. If you were looking to practice your bilingual skills, mira, si tú quieres practicar, there is also a Spanish version of this episode. Así que ve y lo escuchas en español también. Follow us on Instagram at mixtape.podcast and click the link tree in our bio to find all of our episodes across platforms, including Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and YouTube.
José Claro Fumero, the songwriter for Bemba Colorá, was born in Matanzas in 1906 and he is said to have arranged much of the Afro-Cuban music in the repertoire of the famous Cuban band La Sonora Matancera. Now, perhaps you know this song not because of your knowledge of José Claro's body of work, but because of the most famous singer that interpreted it, no other than Celia Cruz, la mismísima guarachera de Cuba, la reina de la salsa, the queen of salsa. During her long career, Celia, a Black Cuban singer and a brilliant performer, interpreted a large number of songs that pay homage to Afro-Cuban culture and its various religious practices. So why did I choose this song for our second episode of the Were You Listening series? Here's why. My dear friend Lauren Wilmore, who was my first salsa instructor and who is also a fantastic costume designer, asked me about this song. Lauren was also a guest of the Mixtape Podcast for tracks 3A and 3B of our first season, which explored blackness and racism in the dance community. Check those episodes out. We had a great conversation. Anyways, let me just have Lauren explain her inquiry.
In the autumn of 2020, I learned that my work colleagues and I would be creating a dance flash mob to the song Bemba Colorá, and that one of my colleagues would sing it live. While that colleague is an accomplished Broadway singer, actor, dancer, she's also white, and I felt uncomfortable with the idea of her singing those lyrics, which for me conjured the racist caricatures of Black folks as portrayed in minstrel shows. You know, those blackface characters with tar black faces, grotesque red lips, and bulging eyes. After confronting my colleagues about it, I questioned whether I'd understood the lyrics correctly or had perhaps overreacted and caused a fuss at work for no reason.
You know, Lauren's inquiry was really serendipitous because she messaged me about this a week before we launched the Were You Listening series in 2020, not knowing that we were about to launch the project. It was perfect timing. What an inquiry this is, Lauren. Okay, so I'll present some evidence and I'll tell you what I think. Of course, at the end of the day, you'll draw your own conclusions. In Bemba Colorá, José Claro Fumero writes and Celia sings about the worthlessness of a black man due to the fact that he has a Bemba Colorá. Now, what a Bemba Colorá is, what does it imply, we'll have to dig a little. Let's listen. Pa' mí, tú no eres na. Tú tienes la bemba colorá. To me, you're worthless. Your Big Lips Are Red. Okay, so first of all, what about the pace of this song? It almost drops you on the floor if you're not ready for it. It just goes. And then, pretty much immediately, it shocks you with its topic, La Bemba. So what is La Bemba? In short, someone's big lips, and that someone is generally understood to be a black person. In fact, author José María Enguita Utrilla writes in the book La Lengua Española en América that the word Bemba is an example of the African influence in the Spanish lexicon, which he translates as, I quote, boca gruesa de negro. In English, the thick mouth of a black person. This is the only meaning I knew for this word, and a number of people in Colombia use it to describe me. The word colorá, I translate somewhat loosely to red, because you can think of colorá more as a range of dark reddish colors. Here, the fact that the person in question has red big lips makes that someone worthless. So far, the connotation seems to be anti-black. Canta tu rumba, canta tu son, tu guarachita y tu danzón. Ay, pa' mí, tú no eres nada. Tú tienes la bemba colorada. Canta tu rumba, canta tu son, tu guarachita y tu danzón. Pa' mí, tú no eres nada. Tú tienes la bemba colorada. Sing your rumba, sing your son, your little guaracha and your danzón. To me, you're worthless. Your big lips are red. Okay, so why is it that having big red lips, la bemba colorá, makes the person in question worthless? When Lauren messaged me about this song, she presented two hypotheses. She thought that the song was one of those songs that employ the belittling of blackness as a lyrical device, perhaps as a reflection of the times in which the song was written, around the middle of the 20th century. This has always been my understanding of this song, but Lauren presented a second hypothesis she was given about the meaning of that song. That the song speaks about an unfaithful man who forgot to swipe his lover's red lipstick off his big lips, off his bemba. Canta tu rumba, canta tu son, tu guarachita y tu danzón. Pa' mí, tú no eres na, tú tienes la bemba colorá. Sing your rumba, sing your song, your little guaracha and your danzón. To me, you are worthless. Your big lips are red. First, let's look at these lines. Sing your rumba, sing your song, your little guaracha and your danzón. All of these rhythms are Afro-Cuban rhythms. So if we had doubts that the person with the bemba colorá was a black male, I think we can safely assume at this stage of the song that that's what they are because of the meaning of the word bemba and because at the time when the song was written, the singers of these rhythms were predominantly black and men. Now, how accepted were these Afro-Cuban rhythms? It depends on the time. Here's a quote from an 1888 magazine called La Habana Elegante, The Elegant Habana, which was kind of a euphemism for the White Habana, as it turns out. This quote is presented in the book National Rhythms, African Roots by John Charles Chastain. I quote, "We recommend the proscription of danza and danzón because they are vestiges of Africa and should be replaced by essentially European dances such as quadrille and rigadoon." End quote. Yeah, this does seem like white European supremacist ideas. I guess it does sound like the end of the 19th century. Pa' mí, tú no eres na. Tú tienes la bemba colorá. Oye, pa' mí, tú no eres na. Te creció la bemba colorá. To me, you are worthless. Your big lips are red. Listen, to me, you are worthless. your big red lips grew bigger. So far, it seems that the song does use the belittling of blackness as a lyrical tool, something that is not rare in Latin music. This same interpretation of the song is offered by Robin Dale Moore in their philosophy PhD dissertation entitled Nationalizing Blackness, where they write that, I quote, "The lyrics of Bemba Colorá include rather derogatory and racist commentary," end quote. Oye negro, tú no te has visto la bemba. Oye, tú tienes la bemba colorá. Recoge la bemba. Tú no eres na. Tú no te has visto la bemba que es colorá. Listen, black man, haven't you seen your big lips? Your big lips are red. Pick up your big lips. Hey, you're worthless. Haven't you seen your big lips are red? I really don't think you could still argue for the unfaithful man hypothesis as the main meaning of the song Bemba Colorá. Think about it. Even if the song was truly referring to a lover's quarrel, said quarrel includes a black man who is being belittled with words that point to his black features. I will add that I also found that in Cuba, the phrase Tienes la Bemba Colorá, you have big red lips, also means you have no shame. It seems to me that even that meaning of the phrase derives from its literal, belittling meaning. So really, the expression Bemba Colorá seems to be a manifestation of anti-blackness regardless of the racial identity of who uses the expression. And now we have that powerful, exciting, and deafening transition to cha-cha-cha. We dancers love this change. Bemba colorá. Oye, tú tienes la bemba. I know, no te has visto la bemba. Ay colorá, colorá. Big red lips. Listen, you got your big lips. Haven't you seen your big lips? Ay colorá, colorá. Earlier, I described this piece as deafening in purpose. Because, as it's common in salsa music, the festiveness of Bemba Colorá hides some of its harsher meanings from unsuspected listeners, allowing them to enjoy the happy vibes of the song without engaging with the anti-blackness right in front of their eyes, and their bembas. At this point, I would like to remind you that José Claro, the composer, is said to have arranged most of the Afro-Cuban music for La Sonora Matancera. Moreover, the celebrated Afro-Cuban writer Nancy Morejón, in her poem Manto, mentions the virtue of his music. So José Claro was most likely Afro-Cuban himself. Therefore, my conclusion is that José Claro's composition, Bemba Colorá, and his usage of the belittling of blackness is nothing but a mirror of the anti-blackness he encountered in the society of his time. Oye negrito, tu bemba. Ay mira, te creció la bemba. Pa' mí, no vales na, porque tu bemba es colorá. Colorá, colorá. Listen, black man, your big lips. Hey, look, look, your big lips grew bigger. To me, you're worthless, because your big lips, those big lips, are colorá, colorá, colorá. So, what do you think about this song, Mel?
The interpretation of this song is definitely unsettling, especially for those of us who enjoy this song and those of us who have performed the song.
Yes, I'm pointing at myself here. As I listen to Andres contextualize this song, I'm reminded by the struggle many people of color face with internalized racism. Even if we still choose to believe that this song is completely rooted in a lover's quarrel and an unfaithful man, there is still an alarming display of how we as Black people can often choose to see and speak to each other through the eyes and from the beliefs of white supremacy. For me, this song offers an invitation to speak, even in our anger, with truth, rather than harmful, self-deprecatory, anti-Black words and phrases that have corroded our culture.
And after this insightful reflection from Mel, let's hear a bit more from our friend Lord.
So many times in my life, I've reflected to realize that my thoughts, feelings, and experience have been ignored or invalidated. So I truly cannot overstate the beauty of Andres taking my question seriously enough to bring it to the listeners as an episode of Were You Listening? Especially in spaces that aren't great at being welcoming to Black folks, such as the ballroom dance world where I worked, it is easy for our perceptions to get twisted up and confused. Did I really experience that? Was it really that? Or was it truly just an innocent comment or situation? Maybe I'm overreacting or misreading intentions, too sensitive, generally incorrect, and always needing to second guess and doubt my instincts. That Andres cared deeply enough to delve in and create an even more rich conversation surrounding the topic was a true gift, and I remain grateful for that kindness, as well as for the resulting excellent episode, which deepened my understanding of the lyrics and my curiosity about the context from which the song arose.
Lauren, thank you so much for your inquiry and for sharing your thoughts with our listeners. And before I say goodbye, I want to thank the Mixtape podcast team, my co-host Dr. Melissa Belotas, who edited this episode, and Susan Maicasio, who creates the graphics for the episodes. And to our audience, thank you so much for being here with us today. I am your host, Andres Incapié, and if you weren't listening, now you are.
Thanks for listening to today's episode. To hear today's song or other songs featured on the Were You Listening series, check out the Were You Listening playlist, which can be found at our brand new website, themixtapepodcast.com. Be sure to follow us on Instagram and Facebook at mixtape.podcast, as well as Twitter and YouTube, which are easily accessed through our website. Make sure you hit that subscribe button and turn on notifications for our posts. This episode was sponsored by Orange County Arts Commission. Thanks for listening. This is Mixtape.